The New Covenant Family Tapes Ministry brings you a word from God with Pastor David Obwele. Listen and be blessed.
Is holy and worshiping. We honor your name today.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. For you are God. We love you, Lord.
Verse 23. Ever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Then look at verse 24. Therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, these are the two ways faith can be exercised. One is by praying for things and believing that it is done. That's verse 24. You pray for things and believe that it is done, and then you will receive it. The other is speaking to the situation. One is the talking side of faith, the other is the praying side of faith. I have found out that sometimes the situation we're dealing with requires speaking to and not just praying about it. God may want us, of course, it's not just a matter of God wanting us. He has delegated authority to us to deal with certain situations ourselves. He just wants you to talk to that mountain. And sometimes he wants you to do it and not even pray about it. That means we should go about controlling our world and our circumstances by the power of our words. The center of gravity of every man's destiny is his tongue. That's what decides which direction his life takes. You know, when you put things in a weighing balance, you want to know which side your destiny, your future, your life is heading to, you can actually tell by what's coming out of your mouth. The future is highly predictable. You shall have whatsoever you said. Human beings are the most stubborn group. That actually, if they are deaf, it would have been better. We open their deaf ears. And you see how easy it is to open it in crusades. Very easy. Of course, since he's not hearing anything, he doesn't know what is doubt and what is faith. He's neutral. You can at least add some faith and open the ears. Because to doubt, you need information. To believe, you need information. Negative information creates doubt. Positive ones create faith. So the guy can't hear from the devil. He doesn't have anything to doubt. He can't hear from God. He doesn't have anything to believe. So you can just exercise your own faith on him. Somebody said the hardest miracle to perform is opening deaf ears. I said, why? He said, because the spirit of deafness is the spirit that is against faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's true, but it's half truth. There's another type of faith that is given by the Holy Ghost. It can be imparted. And so when that type of faith is in operation, supernatural faith is in operation, sometimes some people may not have heard anything. And then they just receive whatever they need to receive. So sometimes it's even easier to heal a deaf person than to heal a headache. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be
forever.
Hallelujah. Now there is something to, I don't know how fast I can do that. I want us to do some practice. I'm trying to the fast way to deliver a 1 hour discussion in 2 minutes. Whenever I want to compress something, I look for pictures. So my spirit starts looking for pictures, because with one picture, one word picture, you can compress a whole, you can even compress a whole Bible. Maybe one day I'll find one word picture that can give us the Bible in one capsule. Is it possible? I don't know. You may be seated. I think you need to see this. Psalm 33. Hebrews 11 verse 3 said, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The physical world as you know it today was created, designed by the word of God. God used the spoken word to establish the universe. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are visible as we see them today came out of the things that are invisible. In other words, to create your future, to create the things you are looking for, you don't need physical things to start. If you understand the principles of creativity as God has ordained it. Remember, last time we pointed out that we are made in the image of God, we are made in His likeness. Now we are born again, we have the Spirit of God. It's even more serious. The Bible says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for certain good works which God predestined or ordained before that we should do. In another place, he mentions the fact that we are actually created after God in true righteousness and holiness. That is, we are designed to look like God. That's the meaning of that word. We are designed to look like God. That's the new creation. Even in our original state, before the fall of man, we are created to function like God. Say with me, I have the image of God in me. Say, I am the expression of God. Okay, so that is one foundation. That foundation will help you to pick the second level. The second level is, there are aspects of divinity you will find in us. You know, there are a number of them. For example, the power of the spoken words. God gets his result by speaking. God creates by speaking. We create by speaking. The power is so powerful that even if you are not aware of it, you don't even know about it. You are using it. It's still damaging you. It's still affecting you. It's either working for you or working against you. The problem of not knowing is that it works more against you than it works for you. Christianity, our life as Christians should be spent studying how God functions and then functioning like that, imitating Him. According to the Bible, it says, imitate God as their children. So there is a model out there for us. His operations are recorded in the Bible. And we still see him demonstrate his power every day in our lives. And then what we're supposed to do is study how God functions. Study how he gets the results. And then get our own result the same way. It will involve practicing supernatural principles. The more you practice it, the more result you get. The more you are aware of what you have. The more you practice, the more result you get. The more you are aware of what you have. I watched something in Discovery Channel. They had these lions. I think tiger. They had these tiger cubs, these small ones. And they took them away from the parents after giving birth to them and took them to the house, human beings. And they brought them up on milk and fed them in the house. And they grew. When they became big, they now carried them and put them back in the wild. The difference this time, they did not survive the wild. Some of them were killed by buffaloes. These are animals that kill buffaloes, kill cow, kill some of these other animals, but they got killed by it. Why? They were living with human beings, playing in the house, drinking free milk. Meanwhile, they are flesh eaters. There were six of them left in the wilderness. These three were picked to the house and raised in the house. They fed them milk and all those other things. And then when they all grew the same age, they sent them into the wild. One of them saw a lion. A lion has just killed an antelope and was feasting on it. One of these young ones that just got into the wood walked to the lion and started eating with the lion. The lion pounced on him and killed him. Now, the other three that were trained in the bush, their parents teach them who to respect. They have animals they don't near. One of them is a lion. Full-grown lion, tiger, leopard, they respect him. One of the animals that I thought respect is elephant. There was something that happened in one of those presentations. A lion attacked an elephant and ran away and joined the family. The elephant charged and got ready and marched down to where the lions were in group. That's the day I respected the elephant. I didn't know it was like that. Marched down to that place, picked three of the full-grown lion with the tusks, flew them up and destroyed them instantly and walked away. And they were in group. They could have teamed up to attack this guy. I didn't know it was possible. Lion? The king of the jungle. That's when I knew that even the king of the jungle has So they train their young ones. When they see animals, you know, they just pull away. If they are interested in the carcass, they will wait till that one leaves. Probably for the lion, maybe the elephant is probably, you know, the only one to fear in the jungle. But for tiger, the lion is included in the list. Another thing is that when they are pursuing these big cows with their, especially the buffaloes, very wide, their hunting techniques. This young one, fresh from drinking milk, just because they are big, thought it was like that. And when the buffalo turned with the big horn, picked the thing, lifted it up, threw it. As he fell, he now pushed through it. And he laid there bleeding. And the vultures came and fed on the man that should be the king of the bush, the king of the jungle. The vultures and other animals came and fed on him. And the same way the third one died. They didn't survive. So there is practicing involved in this thing. That's the point I'm trying to make. Already by birth, we have divinity. We have the divine nature. The same abilities that created all these things are in us. There is practicing, there is training involved in this thing. You need to be guided on how to use your potential because it's there. If you tell me now witches are feasting on you, I don't understand what is going on. Somebody called my name by 3 a.m. and my heart almost ceased. You have to check what you've been eating. You have not been practicing on your divine enablements. You have not been practicing on them. We have about 12 of such equipments we're given. We're just discussing one now. The power of words. That one alone, you can sit on all the occult men, sit on their head. I like what it was. I said, I saw a vision and I was sitting on the devil's head. I woke up in the morning and marched down to the evil forces in between and took dominion over it. And that was the next thing, he cleared the forest and built a house, redemption mansion, and was living on it. Sitting on the devil's head. These are people who have practiced dominion divinity. That they operate like lions, and the lions are wondering, meanwhile they are like. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. And he commanded, and he stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the hidden to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. What about what people have gathered against you? How do you bring their device to none effect? How do you bring the counsel of the people to naught? He commanded, he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. That's how to do it. That's how to do it. That's how to do it. When the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Glory be to the Lord. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. Hebrews 11 said, by faith we understand that. We understand that it is by faith that God created the world. It is by faith that he did it. How did he do it? That the things which do appear, so that he framed the world by the power of his word. He used the spoken words. The believer who is loaded with the word of God is like a gun that is fully loaded. All it takes to exert his influence or power is to pull the trigger. There are many things we are praying for that God would rather have us speak to. I said last week, you have some goods in your shop. Nobody's buying them. And they are there 1 year, 2 years. And you are complaining, oh God, do something now. My money is tied down. My friend, go and speak to the goods. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. Speak to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody will come and find you. I decree today that power holding you here is lifted. The inertia in the marketing destiny is lifted. I speak to the atmosphere. I speak to the market forces. Let somebody be carried to come and find this good and to buy it at my price. Somebody say amen. Amen. Two gentlemen, you know, helped me talk about this. I said, the things that are deaf by virtue of creation are the things that I hear the most in the realm of the spirit. Things like land, you see, like goods, inanimate things. He spoke to a tree, he said, let no man eat of thee forever. By the next day, the tree dried up. He spoke to the wind and rebuked it and said, peace be still. And everywhere calmed down. He said, before I came to the side of the water to call Peter and John, I had already called them. It was Philip who came to Jesus one time. When you were still under the tree, I had already seen you. And that's the same way he calls people. He's a gentleman. He's from this western part of Nigeria. He was living in New York. You know? They called him in Yoruba language. They called him by his native name and say, report in Nigeria. Do you know the distance by flight from here to New York? But in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. Say it with me. I don't care what you're dealing with, whether it has to do with Abuja or has to do with, you can order it by the power of your tongue. Whosoever shall say to that mountain. Telling the mountain what to do. Be thou move on here. In that place. He said he shall have whatsoever he said. And one thing I like about Jesus, he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, is a wise man that built his house on the rock. So don't tell me that the wind blew on your house, it collapsed, or the sun came against your house and it collapsed. The question is, did you do the words of Jesus, or did you do what every other person did? This is the third person I've watched on TBN. What do they call the program? 700 crore. is showing people who survived the tsunami. There was a gentleman who is a pastor. Now, don't say because he's a pastor, because I heard about the other two were not pastors. But this one was a pastor. He had an orphanage where he was raising children. He gets them born again. He takes them in, street children, raises them till they become teenagers. Then he sends them to become ministers. And now he had about something of these children with him in a boat. The orphanage was near the sea. And they just drove out when the tsunami thing hit. As it was going, they looked. One of the heaviest waves was coming behind them. They tried to start it. So he spoke to the engine. In the name of Jesus, start. They pulled it once, it started. And then he said, the Lord told him, turn and speak to the waves. At that moment, he stretched his hand to speak to the wave. Something in him was able to picture that there is actually a force behind that. This is not normal. He spoke to it and bound the force. The wave was coming. He said, move towards it. Just obey what I'm saying. And so with speed, head towards it. Pass. They are still in the middle of the ocean. They land very far. And now they are about to thank God, you know, for the driven. Now, this is life and death situation. And the power of what is ruling over tsunami. If he can rule over tsunami, then what about normal things of life like what you are facing? Did you hear those who didn't do it that survived? No. I've heard different testimonies from believers who came out of that. CNN won't tell you this one now. He landed with all the children safe in a small boat. You need to see the boat. They showed it. Meanwhile, sheep were destroyed. And when they landed on the ground, they saw the orphanage completely destroyed. He should have addressed his orphanage too. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, Jesus said, verily, I give you a word. Anyone who hears this saying and does them is like a man that has his heart built upon a rock. It doesn't matter what comes up, it will give way for that word to stand. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, he shall have whatsoever he said. I like what Kenny Hagin's friend says. Once they've seen a property that is important, they know that they need it in the ministry, he will give the property a calling. He said, the Lord told him, the way I call people into the ministry, that's how you call properties. He's talking about land. Speak to the land. When Bakasi got so corrupt, they got into all sorts of things. They took a gentleman who was leading a ministry by 1 a.m. They took him to the junction, laid him the normal way they keep people. You know, at that time, they are the courts, the police, everything. You know, when they're about to butcher him, he said the Holy Spirit just told him, the blood of Jesus, just shout the blood. That these men are not them in their senses. Don't try to beg them. You have begged them since you entered the car till you got here. He wasn't entering. Stop begging them. They are not normal human beings. You know how you are when you are under the anointing. Now, right now, they are under a heavy satanic anointing. He said, just release the power of the blood. He said, at that moment, he shouts the blood. He was hearing noise. He now opened his eyes, only to see everywhere covered with Bakasi boys lying on the ground. This is not a little story told in a church. This was broadcasted in the news, because the Thanksgiving was a big Thanksgiving. So he wanted to run. The Holy Spirit said, don't run. Wait for them to wake up. After, he now prayed them up. They got up. And they were shaking at this time. And of course, what they were wearing has been neutralized. They put him in a vehicle, drove him back to his house. It was that day that it dawned on him that a lot of innocent people have been dying. God said, take the sand, speak to the root of Bakasi, and sack them. It wasn't 2 weeks. They were sacked without warning. How do you do that? Look at one of the ways they did it in the Bible, Jeremiah 22. In case you don't know how to talk to land, I will show you an example in the Bible, Jeremiah 22. Look at somebody talking to land. It's not talking to it here to buy it. He's talking to it for another reason. But you know, whichever way, he obeys. Verse 28. Jeremiah the prophet wanted to deal with Konia. God sent him to do that. Is this man Konia a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, are cast into the land which they know not. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, raise this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David. Everyone say, oh, earth,
oh,
earth,
earth,
earth, raise this man prosperous,
prosperous,
a man that shall prosper throughout the year. Now, if I get into the system, you see how they talk to the atmosphere. You see how they talk to the heavens. You tell the heavens, you tell it what to do, to pronounce over you this year. That any arrow anybody sends anywhere, that the heavens will reject it. Now you see the prophet will say, earth, earth, vomit out the inhabitants of this city. And you think it's a joke. You see when God will tell Jeremiah to call for sword, he will speak to sword, call it by name, and call it to come and devour children, devour women, devour. Few weeks after war, invades that place. These are creativity. These are prophetic tools. This is how God himself functions. That's how he rules the universe. By the power of his word. This tool is used both to bless and to judge. Write the man childless. A man that shall never prosper again. And who is told to write the earth until he escapes here and moves to the moon? There is no chance again for him here. And go and read the end of Konya. That's how he perished, died childless. Everybody, all the keys he already had were wiped out. The wicked finished them. Tools of power. Tools of power. The power of the spoken word. You can address the year to yield her increase. You can address certain things. There are forces flying in the air. You can release the hand of God into your situation this year. You can speak to certain situations to change. And they will change. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Let me say this. Because this is where you have the separation between the boys and the men. When Jesus spoke to the tree, because the discussion started after he talked to a tree, and they passed Bethany and went to Jerusalem that evening, it remained green. Meanwhile, the man that spoke to it knew that he has killed it. The next day, they went to Jerusalem in the morning, did their ministry, drove out the money changers. When they were coming, Peter called to remember and said, Lord, see the tree you spoke to yesterday? It has withered. It took at least 24 hours. Actually, I did a calculation that showed that it was about 2 days before they made the observation. What is the difference between the tree remaining green after you talk to it and then drying up a few days after? It doesn't make any difference. There are forces in this world. I said the man was in New York. They called him in Yoruba language. Powers of darkness, wizard, whatever. According to him, he said some family members that contracted whosoever. The man said he was dressing up on time to go to work that day. Just trying to pull up his truck. And that's the last time he remembered his name. He walked into the streets of trying to follow the voice that called him. He kept walking around till they got him arrested. Use some injection to calm him down. When he now realized himself, because he couldn't tell where he was coming, they carried him, put him in the next plane, landed him in Nigeria. They told him he's to report, and he reported in Lagos and got to the village. Have you ever seen any native doctor that is worth his salt that doesn't use the power of the words? When they finish speaking, they now say what they want, and that's what happens. That's by using the power of the devil. How much God that carry the Holy Ghost within them? They become victims of the times? No. They become victims of the season? No. So when you see us use it on blind eyes, cripples and all that, that's a whole level. Circumstances of life, money, transactions, businesses. I leave you with these thoughts.
They took me into a 4,000-seater auditorium in Atikeja. And the place was filled with ceiling fans. About how many? There were so many. But they are controlled by one switch. Pia! All the fans come on immediately. You know, you have a ship that may be able to carry 200 containers. All it takes is a little rudder to control it. You have cargo planes. You have big planes, Boeing planes that can take 350,000 passengers. All it takes is a little rudder to control it. As big as a train can be, with so many coaches, a trailer
All it takes is that little staring. As powerful as a horse can be, all it takes is that bead on the mouth. He said, we put bead on horses' mouth. So we control them and make them do exactly what we want them. We talk about horsepower. With those two ropes, you channel that power to your advantage. The Bible said that is exactly the role the tongue is playing in your system. You either use it to destroy, or you use it to save. Or you use it to create, or you use it to destroy. That little thing in between your lips is the most powerful thing in your whole system. Your tongue is more powerful than your brains. Your tongue is more powerful than your muscles. As a matter of fact, that is one thing that has power to mess up your whole and that's one thing that has power to organize your future. According to James, he said, the tongue orders the course of nature. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. That's what we're going to do. And as this year rolls by, you will be observing with your two eyes. I have lived with this thing so long that I know the things you said will be coming to pass right before your eyes. Amen. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I want to thank you because as a child of God, you have made me a partaker of your divine nature. I have your divine nature. I'm a partaker of the divinity. And one of the ways I express it is by walking in love. When I'm walking in love, I'm manifesting your nature. One of the ways I express it is by walking by faith. When I walk by faith, I'm manifesting your nature. And your nature functions by speaking. You are the God that calls the things to be not as though they were. And after you have called them, then they appear. This night, I hook up with you, Lord. As I go into my future with the power of words to reorder things, to set this year in order. All my journeys this year, I reorganize them to work out the counsel of God for my life. No haphazard things happening in my life this year. I bring my future under control. I bring the whole of this year under control. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy will not have a time to function. It will not find space to function in my life this year. Lift up your hands. From your health to your business to your spiritual life to your relationships to your marriage to your family to your connections. If the devil is attacking any relationship in your life, which is very important, you know you need it for your future. Break that satanic interference and bring order into that place. There might be new relationships. Every year, I call in three new friends, three new relationships, and they appear that we call contribute to my destiny. I call it in and they appear. Open your mouth and speak this. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, whosoever shall say to this mountain. Do you know how the Berlin walls fell? I'm sure some of you heard the story. Those brethren went there and spoke to the wall to go down. And they left. A few weeks after, a few months after, that one joined history. They went to the Iron Curtain wall in Russia and spoke to it. See what you're going to start doing for now. I call this formula 3, the law of faith. A simple principle. All you need is a revelation knowledge from God's word. Add your spoken word to it. It creates results. That is one. Hey, let's leave that for another day. See what you're going to do. This night, address specific issues that you can remember after, so that when it happens, you will know that it happened. For example, somebody has goods, you have not been able to sell them, and they've been in your shop for 1 year. I know that when you buy goods, it should stay for a while, you know, people are buying them. But there's a way something stays, it needs a force to push it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whenever action is not producing result, back action with words. Whenever words is alone is not producing result, back words with action. Faith needs corresponding action, but action needs corresponding faith. It's a different thing where somebody has not tried to get a job. He hasn't taken action. He's sleeping, he's lazy. He doesn't even write application. No, this guy has been trying, and he's telling you for the last 2 years, nothing. No, he needs a force to move this thing. He needs a force. He needs a supernatural force to come to his aid. The power of words unleashes those forces. Speak to the mountain. O ye gates, lift up your heads. Ye everlasting doors. You that is controlling the job market. You that is controlling the employment market. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Now I'm a child of God. I cannot do without a job. I cannot be without employment. I am a son of a king. I command to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lagos, hear you the word of the Lord. Answer to me now. You to me jobs. You to me employment. Not even one. Now I command at least three to appear. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you go and scatter your applications everywhere. And so it will be. Find certain areas. You know those areas you've been praying about. Those areas that have delayed. Those areas that have been giving you problems. This is time to address them. There might be relationship problems. There might be whatever. Address it. This year will go according to your words. Hallelujah.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. For more of these and other inspiring messages by Pastor David Ogweli, please contact any Dominion City chapter all over the nation or Dominion City Lagos, 11/13 Jumat Olukoya, phone number 0179-26879, 0803-718-3623, 0803-351-4993, or email ncftapes@yahoo.com. Still making eternal investment in your life.